Hey everyone, Fidelis Gede here, and today, well, we're diving into a story that's been brewing for a while. Maybe you've seen the headlines, maybe not, but it's a big one. The BBC, that old stalwart of public service journalism, is threatening to sue Perplexity AI. Why? Because Perplexity has been scraping and summarizing BBC's journalism without permission. And, you know, this isn't just a spat over a few articles, it's about the future of news, and honestly, the future of how we get our information. So, let's break this down. Perplexity isn't your typical search engine. It's what they call an answer engine. You ask it a question, it gives you a neat little summary, and in theory, it cites where it got the info. Sounds helpful, right? But here's the rub. Publishers like the BBC argue that when Perplexity scrapes their content and spits out these summaries, people don't bother clicking through to the original article. That means less traffic, less ad revenue, fewer subscriptions. It's like you do all the work and someone else gets the credit and the cash. I gotta say, this reminds me a bit of the early days of the internet. Back then, newsrooms were already struggling as everything went digital. Classifieds disappeared, readers expected news for free, and tech giants like Google and Meta started gobbling up ad dollars. Now with AI, it's like deja vu, but on fast forward. AI models are trained on and now generate summaries from news content, sometimes so good that you never need to visit the source. And that's a real existential threat for publishers. I mean, if you can't fund journalism, how do you keep the lights on? How do you send reporters out to do the hard work? And look, scraping isn't new. Search engines have done it for years to index the web. But there's a difference between indexing and, well, building a whole commercial product that competes with the original source. That's what's got the BBC and others so riled up. It's not just about a few lost clicks, it's about the survival of quality journalism. Now, let's wade into the legal weeds for a second. Don't worry, I'll try not to get too bogged down. The big question is, does what Perplexity is doing count as fair use, or in the UK, fair dealing? Copyright law was written long before anyone dreamed up generative AI, so honestly, the courts are still figuring this out. Generally, fair use lets you use bits of copyrighted material for things like criticism, commentary, news reporting, teaching, that sort of thing. But is scraping millions of articles to train an AI model fair use, or is generating a summary that might replace a user visiting the original source fair use? I mean, legal experts are split. Some say it's transformative, others say it's just copying with extra steps. And it's not just the UK or the US. Every country's got its own patchwork of copyright laws. Courts are only just starting to weigh in. There have been lawsuits against tech giants before for scraping content, but the outcomes, well, they're all over the place. Sometimes the tech companies win, sometimes the publishers get a settlement, but there's no clear rulebook yet. What makes this even trickier is that Perplexity isn't just training on the data. They're summarizing and presenting it directly to users. Even if they cite the source, critics argue the summaries are so good, you don't need to visit the original. That's a big deal for publishers, and honestly, I get it. If you're pouring resources into investigative reporting, you want to make sure you're not just feeding the AI beast for free. I might be oversimplifying, but it feels like we're watching copyright law try to catch up with technology, and it's not exactly winning the race. Where was I going with this? Oh, right. This legal grey zone is why the BBC's potential lawsuit matters so much. It could set a precedent, or at least force some clarity on what's allowed and what's not. So, what's the end game here? Well, publishers are starting to push back. Some are negotiating licensing deals with AI companies. OpenAI's signed agreements with the Associated Press and a few European outlets. Google's got its own initiatives. The idea is, if you're going to use our content, you pay for it. Simple, right? Except not everyone's on board. The BBC, at least publicly, isn't part of these deals with Perplexity. Instead, they're threatening legal action, which honestly might be a way to force better terms, or just make a point to the whole industry. The struggle is real. If tech companies can build valuable products off the back of journalism without paying, how do you fund the next big investigation? How do you keep local news alive? The BBC's stand here isn't just about their own bottom line. It's about the principle that quality journalism has value, and those who create it should have a say in how it's used. And, you know, if the BBC can't protect its content, what hope do smaller outlets have? This could set a precedent for how AI companies approach licensing and how publishers get compensated. Or, if it goes the other way, it could make it even harder for newsrooms to survive. I guess the big question is, what do we value? Quick AI-generated answers, or the deep, verified reporting that keeps society informed? There's no easy answer, but the outcome of this clash, BBC versus Perplexity, could shape the future of both journalism and AI. And, well, I have a feeling this is just the beginning. We'll be watching closely, and I'll be back with more as this story unfolds. Thanks for listening, and catch you next time on Insightful AI Conversations.